Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
In case you didn't hear this, Willie, once again, do not kill puss. I was just joking.
All right.
I was just joking.
Just make it clear.
Thank you for clarifying.
I wasn't, I was halfway through the phone number.
I'm not that mad at him. Okay. We need puss to be out there every
day. Right. Yeah. And he's got a family.
He's got, you know,
I
that,
love
that,
puss.
That doesn't matter.
I'd have him kiss him on the cheek before he took him out.
Willie Farrell with us.
Next time, do the face cheeks.
Stopped in on his way back to Des Moines after doing the corporate here in town, but he's in Des Moines in the Des Moines area at the Funny Bone next week in the Des Moines Funny Bone with our good friend Billy Blank.
Yeah.
Our really good friend Greg Morton's here tomorrow. Greg starts at the Funny Bone Omaha this weekend. Tonight, funnybonomaha.com. This is Greg. He'll join us tomorrow. Willie's with us for the rest of the show, and Craig is here.
Yeah, Helen DeGeneres says she's thinking about retiring.
How long has she been doing that show?
She's been doing that show since 2003.
And she's loaded.
15 years, wow.
And she's loaded, obviously, by now.
She's thinking about giving it up when the contract is up in 2020. She's got a new comedy special on Netflix that's going to be premiering in about 5 days.
Whose name did I hear? Straight stand-up then, huh?
Bandied about as a potential replacement. It might have been Kelly Clarkson.
Why? No, that made any sense. Because
Kelly Clarkson is not funny.
Hasn't she already had a failed talk show, Kelly Clarkson?
Did she?
I don't know. I could be wrong.
You might be right, but you know, you think you need someone funny in that.
Well, first of all, I don't understand when they talk about taking things over. I mean, it's called the Ellen DeGeneres.
Exactly.
It's not called the Tonight Show or the Later Show. I understood those references.
Yeah.
And they were even tough enough because the star was so big. Yeah. But like... when Oprah left, it wasn't the Oprah show who's going to take over.
No.
It was Oprah's show
it's
went
just
away.
It's over.
It's gone. Yeah.
Well, I think what they're saying is taking over the company that is pimping that show and saying this is our number one show. They would then move and say this is now our number one show.
There's so many shows. I mean, have you ever tried to follow? I mean, the other day I accidentally ended up on The View and I watched it for a couple minutes and I my God.
Yeah.
How could someone sit here and watch this?
Watch The Real. Well, don't watch it. But you'll think you're watching a parody
of
three black chicks and a Hispanic or a Puerto Rican girl, and you think you're watching a skit. It's that bad.
I think it's SNL.
I thought I was watching a skit the first time I saw that show a couple years ago.
Well, the Ellen DeGeneres show is produced by her production
company. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, maybe that's what they do. We're called the Kelly Clarkson Show, but we'll still produce it so I can still make some money.
Well, she's definitely going to just keep producing to keep the cash.
Because I think like Letterman's Worldwide Pants.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I think they had Ferguson. Craig Ferguson
exactly,
was a Worldwide Pants production.
Yeah.
Okay, here's why she's not working anymore. She's worth $450 million.
Wow. Isn't that nuts?
$400 million, because they kept asking.
See, I could never get up to $450 because after about $3 million, I'm quitting anyway. You know what I mean? I'm done.
Yeah. I was having that conversation last night with
Bob. That show was on in every market.
Yeah. Well, and also she had the right
Small markets, big markets, it's absolutely everywhere.
Syndication fees are a fortune for her.
And
it's $450 million.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's Judge
Judy money
through
the audience. I'm not dancing through the audience after $200
million. Yeah.
Maybe less.
$37,000. I'm gone. I'm gone. You can't find me.
You're looking for
in an abandoned mine with some crackheads.
$37,000.
That's right.
That's your price?
How much, it sounds specific.
Who do you owe?
How much crack do you think you can get for $37,000? Party down there till it's over.
A lot.
I'll tell you that.
Who do you owe there? That's a specific number. That's right. I need 37 grand.
It's funny to me when you hear these stories. Well, she wants to cut back from working. You know they probably only tape that show maybe 3 days a week tops.
But here's the deal with that, Puss. We're all in this business, and it's a pain in the ass.
Oh, I know.
It's not easy to do.
Best gig in the world, Vanna White, hands down.
Like, that is.
But don't act like there's no free time.
No, she does have free time. Right, you know, right. And they don't film that show year-round either.
No.
They have months where they're off.
No.
Right.
But look at Vanna White, though. They don't need her at all.
Nothing.
She doesn't have to touch the thing even now.
She still
goes over there and kind of touches it.
She just. It bloops.
I've seen her sometimes touch the wrong thing, and then the other thing lights up. Pat at least has to talk to the people.
She's done nothing for years except for look pretty decent.
She makes $10 million. You know what? If one of them goes, I think they all both got to go.
Yeah, they're both going to go.
Yeah. They both put them on like a little ice float and push them out. And then,
well, they're not going to have her up there with some younger-looking host.
No.
And they're not going to have him there with some younger-looking host.
Yeah,
it'll
look
creepy.
Yeah. So they got to go at the same time. 36 years they've been doing
that. I wonder how long that show had been on the air.
36 years.
She still looks good, but you know she's plastered together pretty good.
Well, that's the thing. You know, a lot of those things, you look at them, and then you see them in person, and it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah,
you know?
But Pat took that hiatus to do his.
No, he didn't leave.
Yeah, he tried to do a talk show.
No, he did leave.
Did he leave it? I don't think he left. I think he was just
doing that.
You do not recall the Rolf Bernerska era?
Wow.
The old kicker.
That's some trivia right there.
The San Diego Chargers took over Wheel of Fortune for a couple of years.
I thought he did Family Feud for a little bit.
No.
That's
when Pat Sajak had a talk show on like CBS.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, because he was so clever.
Right.
So he's so clever talking to the people with the letters, you know.
Yeah, and then
they had a real show and said, "Well, okay, that's where he belongs with people with the letters."
Yeah. He wasn't funny.
He's
or
about as clever as No, there's
right.
No
they, you should be reduced to 30-second interactions.
Would Jeopardy go on without Alex Trebek?
They say it will.
Yeah,
because it's about the game.
No, you got to have Alex, because Alex, he's the most condescending. I love him.
I know.
You're wrong. You're so wrong. God, are you wrong? Here's the right answer, and I know this right off the top of my head.
Yeah,
how smart am I?
That's the problem.
Whenever they give a wrong answer, then Alex tells him what the right answer, and then Alex gives him a little more information that apparently he knew about it in the first place.
Yeah.
No, you were thinking Croatia. That's what you were. They really, you know, then it's like, how in the hell, I can't have all that in a little card. How smart is this guy? Is he a teleprompter?
He's
giving
not.
Him other answers?
He's fake.
You know, he knows the answers.
No, he's fake.
Because he's talked to the
writers. But then he gives other answers, though, too. Like, he'll give you, like, if they don't give the right answer, he'll say, you must have been thinking of, and then he'll give him something else that was in there, and you're thinking, wow.
But I like Big Finger.
I would assume just through osmosis, hosting that show for 30
for that,
years,
yeah.
You may absorb a little information.
Oh, you bet it all. Oh, you're broke. You're done. You're through.
Yeah, I'm betting none of his friends invite him to Trivial Pursuit.
No, he's not.
What is the dong?
The dong. Got some Alex in here. What's going on, Craig?
I guess that's on Netflix now.
What is?
I saw that.
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy's on Netflix.
Really?
It is kind of evergreen.
My God.
Yeah, but you could just study it and bet your friend, play it.
Yeah, I suppose you could. Yeah,
be an idiot like that.
Yeah, if you're an idiot like that.
Write the answers down.
Yeah. Sesame Street is introducing a homeless Muppet.
Oscar the Grouch was a homeless Muppet.
Yeah, he lived in a freaking trash can.
I live in a trash can, bitch.
You got a guy.
And didn't Snuffleupagus just live in the alley?
I don't think he said bitch, but I like him.
Yeah, did Big Bird really have a house?
No, not that I
live in him.
They all live in the street.
Bert and Ernie had that one room. They never left. I don't want to get into that.
Right, they had the bed.
Yeah.
The one bed. I thought, they all just lived in the street.
Yeah. That's why it was Sesame Street.
Hence the name.
It wasn't Sesame House.
No.
Who's a homeless guy?
Yeah.
7-year-old Lily and her family. Oh, and they go around.
Oh, it's
stealing,
a real person.
Why do we got to
have
that?
Is it a puppet or is it a real girl that's homeless?
Apparently, Lily was first introduced in 2011 to teach viewers about hunger and food insecurity. I guess Lily is a Muppet.
All right.
God.
And stealing a copper pipe.
Pretty soon, here comes another Muppet in a wheelchair. They're going to make it just worse and worse to let you show you the underside belly of life. They're going to have a little crack Muppet pretty soon.
Crack Muppet.
Little cracky Muppet.
And they call it cracky. Yeah. Four teeth. Cracky Muppet.
Today's lesson is how life can beat you down, kid.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's just Lily's parent.
No, this will just add to the fodder of, you know, there's people out there. We worked with one who thought people just, the whole, those homeless people just love being homeless.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the liberation and the freedom and not having to go to work.
Exactly.
Nothing tying you down. Man, you can pick up and leave whenever you want.
That's right. Yeah, well, you pick your box up and you fold it, then you bring it to another.
Right.
That's sad.
You can find a little copper tubing.
That's Cracky Muppet, right?
Well,
that's for math.
Yeah.
You steal the copper tubing for math.
Really?
Or for crack. Okay, whatever. Scrap metal.
What's crack go for anyway?
Haven't priced it lately. I don't know.
I never bought crack.
Never bought crack. If you do crack one time, then you get hooked. Is that they make it
sound
like...
I don't do crack.
I mean, that's what they tell you on the the after school shows.
No, I quit.
One time.
I did crack
once. Did you do crack?
Yeah.
What? How was it?
It was like smoking cocaine.
Okay.
that's not an answer.
No. I think you get hooked on that also.
Great. Help me out here.
I don't want to.
Okay.
That's crack.
I don't want to help you out on this one.
It didn't taste very good.
No.
Ass crack?
Really?
Regular crack.
Wait, where was the situation when you were in that you thought that, let's try crack one time?
Oh, there was a guy there that had some crack.
Okay.
And said, would you like to try some crack?
Sure. Yeah.
I've got this torch, and I've got this pipe, and I've got this crack. Would you care to join me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
The courteous crackhead.
Also, we're going to have sex underneath this bridge later.
He tried that, too. He tried that, too.
Yeah. Life's about
experience. No, that was not offered to me.
No sex under the bridge?
It was forced upon you.
You're going to do the crack, you got to have the whole experience.
You offered it back. That's what it was.
Crack, sex under the bridge. It's all together.
I figured, well,
whole package.
I like cocaine, so I might like this crack, because that's all it is.
Yeah. But they always make it in the movies. It's always like the one time, and then your eyes turn into pinwheels, and that's it. Then you're done.
Pinwheels.
Yeah, they do kind of go reefer madness on
you. You get the pinwheel eyes, and you're done.
Oh, the little homeless Sesame Street character steals Amazon packages off of people's porches.
Oh, good.
Pirate.
That's how she makes her money.
Good.
Lily?
Lily the Porch Pirate?
Yeah.
That's what they're calling her. Can't wait to watch Sesame Street again.
Oh, that's for my buddy Tim in Wichita.
I like it.
He watches more Sesame Street than we do.
Bert and Ernie got to get one of those Ring doorbells.
Let's hope he has a kid. Yeah,
run. Catch her.
How are you? I'd run now, Lily.
Are there all the characters still around? Is there still Elmo and Cookie Monster?
I don't watch these shows because my kids really didn't watch Sesame Street.
Yeah, a lot of our age range now.
but they're all still there.
Yeah, okay. I don't think anybody ever died in that.
They should have them die.
Go away.
I mean,
you're right.
They're bringing in homeless people. Right. Let's show. You're going to show them everything.
Lily
should only last for about maybe a couple episodes, then Lily dies on the street.
What?
Yeah, or homeless. Her
parents.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Deadpool names.
Right. If they're going to be real, you got to kill somebody off.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Big Bird's Money Shot? That's one of my favorite. I don't know where that comes from, but it's brutal.
Yeah.
Well, Big Bird is a bird on the money shot. So
I know what it means.
Is the electric company still around, or is that gone?
I think that's gone.
I think that was gone.
You're flashing back about 30 years there.
My daughter never watched any of that stuff.
No, my kids were into the Wiggles. My daughter was into the Wiggles.
We used to watch Gullah Gullah Island, where I had to quit watching because there was a girl named Marisol that I kind of had looks for, and you know, found out she was like 12.
Craig
so
and
I
used
myself
to
up with that.
Craig and I
had a couple, up with Marisol.
Craig and I used to discuss a couple shows that we were too creeped out on.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can leave that on, I'd say, because the teenage girl on the show was way too hot.
Marisol, Gullah Gullah Island.
Was that
go
one?
Back, watch that. They had a polywog named Binya polywog.
What was the one? They did those tapes of the baby. You and I watched those.
The tapes of
Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We like that
actress a lot.
Charlie.
Yeah.
How old's your daughter now, Willie?
She's 23.
23.
23, okay. So this is, like...
Because my kid's a little older, and I remember...
Used to creep out in some of those younger...
Oh, girls. Like one of the Teenage Mutant... Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Weaned myself off that program because she was 12.
Right. One of the girls on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Because I'd be watching with my daughter going, this girl's hot. geez, you gotta stop this.
With you on that. I just used Craig as a sounding board for a little bit off the air.
Now, the movie, The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that wasn't creepy at all because the newscaster was Paige Turco. She used to be on some soap opera, and she used to bang some Philadelphia Philly.
I thought iCarly was hot.
You know, I just watched the 70s show this morning before I left, and Mila Kunis started that show when she was 14.
14, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's wild.
Yep.
And I don't ever remember a time watching that where I didn't think she was hot.
Exactly.
So obviously, I'm a pedophile.
No, there was she was younger than everybody else in that show, too, at the time, they said.
Yeah. I remember we were talking to her. She was 19 at the time.
Yeah.
She got mad at us joking about how young she was.
She's only like 35 now.
She was a wily veteran.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, at 19.
Right. Yeah.
Now she's selling whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice. Bad. Yeah.
The top Google searches for 2018. The most Googled term of 2018 was, and you would never get this. If you did not know.
Blisters on the top of my roof of my mouth. That's what I've been Googling a lot lately. But go ahead.
Cafefe or smocking gun?
Yeah, it was pizza.
No, smocking gun is only recent.
Okay. That's recent.
It's something Trump typed.
No.
No?
No. See, that's why I said you'd never get it.
All right.
Give us a hint.
Sports related.
Clueless.
Something soccer or something we don't
World
even
Cup.
World Cup. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. The rest of the world
and
cares
Amish
about
Amish oil change is second.
Amish oil.
Check out Amish oil change.
Don't do that.
It's funny. It's a horrible.
It's awful.
I've seen. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and
because I think I heard it on here one time.
Yeah, you did. And my favorite part about that is we talked about it for so much one day, and then we kept bringing it back up. And every time you Google Amish oil change, it gives you the Urban Dictionary, and then it says Todd and Tyler right below that now. Does it still say Todd and Tyler now?
We're really going to make me Google it again?
Yes, Google Amish oil change. And it'll say what the Urban Dictionary definition is, and then it says Todd and Tyler below it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still does?
Yeah, we're with 3, 4, 5, 6.
Wow. Is that because you named a podcast segment?
Yes.
Part of it,
yes.
Yeah. And plus all the people Googled it from the show.
No, it's because it's searching the term, and it's coming up because I named
the podcast
segment that.
Yeah, and we're number two, man.
Amazing.
So World Cup and Amish oil change, 1 and 2.
Don't Google it.
Yeah. Don't Google it.
Actually, number 2 and number 3, you wouldn't get either.
What are they?
Avicii.
Why do I know that term?
It's the DJ or something?
The DJ guy that's no longer with us.
I thought it was a cold Cuban soup.
The Swedish DJ that killed himself this year.
Yeah.
It does sound like a soup.
I would have it. If you went to a Cuban restaurant, I said, can I have some Avicii? Yeah. Oh, very good choice.
Yeah.
Mac Miller at 3.
Oh, the other guy died. Right. Yeah.
Well, the other. Yeah. Another,
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
How'd and Mac then Miller Stan die? Lee and Black Panther.
All right.
What?
How'd Mac Miller die?
Too much drugs in his system.
Overdose?
And he just quit breathing.
Who was he dating?
He wasn't dating.
But he was with.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, Ariana Grande.
They were exes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think that whole deal with him or her and Pete Davidson? Did she lose a bet for like a minute and then
I think it was she was on that show and thought he was sexy, blah, 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 got together, and she went and way too quick and broke his freaking heart, man.
And people do that sometimes.
I know. And
they just dive right in too far.
I don't know his best buddy.
He looks like a character from a Tim Horton movie. I mean, he just
she's
got that ghoul kind of.
Not Tim Horton. That's a...
Whatever the Horton
Tim
is.
Burton?
Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Tim Horton's the Canadian donut shop.
Yes. Oh, well, he looks like that, too. He looks like he could be hanging outside there.
Do you think she got a little weary of their relationship being fodder, constant fodder for his comedy?
No, I think she just woke up and kept staring at him going, what the hell am I seeing here? What?
I think it was a rebound.
And, I think it's just human nature.
Yeah, rebound.
Just human nature. Not even a rebound, but when people, you know, when sometimes you'll get into a relationship with a person and just dive too far in and assume it's a lot more than it really
is. Let's get engaged. We love each other.
And,
so
then
great.
And then you give it a week.
And life hits you.
Yeah, you give it a week or two or a month and you go, those feelings is just new stuff.
Well, then there's other hot-looking guys that probably asked her out and then she's like got a picture of like, I don't know, Justin Timberlake and then him, and she keeps looking back and forth going, what the hell am I, what do I see in this guy?
This Mac Miller looked similar. Tattooed,
really? So
tattooed,
she just likes?
Emaciated, tattooed looking dudes, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. I just think that guy is, you know, he sees naked photos. I mean, she's cute.
Yeah.
She's a really good looking girl, you know.
She could. I mean, she's talented, man. She could sing her ass off.
Pete Davidson, the number 3
there you go.
Actor Googled in 2018. Number one is Sly, and then Logan Paul at number two. Bill Cosby.
Why
at
did Sly?
Four.
Why was Sly
Sylvester
trending?
Stallone?
Yeah, he was. Why was he? Why was he so trending?
You know, I don't know.
I saw that too.
I guess Creed.
Creed two.
But it would have to be more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. It could have been.
It had to be more than that. Had to be
but
more
what,
than
though?
Oh, did he have some Me Too allegations come up?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I didn't remember hearing that.
Yeah, I think
but even does. Then, Bill Cosby's just at four.
And Amish oil change is at five. And just check that out.
Don't.
You'll
don't
be stunned
that.
To know right. that Tristan Thompson was the number one athlete Googled.
Well, he was banging what's-her-face.
Kardashian?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
you know, I'm upset with myself that I know that.
I know, me too.
Yeah, to see him sucking face with that chick in the bar.
I get upset. I know that stuff too. Yeah, I'd rather think of Ichi as soup. I really
exactly.
would. I really would because some of the stuff I don't really care
getting
about.
Getting a little hungry thinking about.
I mean,
it.
Yeah. Willie
I think
Ferrell.
There's clams in there.
For gigs across the country, Willie, where can they find your stuff? They just go to follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, okay. At Frado Ferrell.
At Frado Ferrell.
And I don't get on there. I usually just say something stupid, and then my wife will tweet.
Spell
it.
Frado Ferrell for me.
F R A T T O F A R R E L L.
You got a website?
I had one. It's down.
All right.
I got to get people to do all this stuff for me because I don't know what I'm doing.
We have a lot of our listeners that hang out in Des Moines and live in Des Moines, blah, blah, blah. So if you see Willie this next weekend, next week you're in.
Yeah, next
Funny
Thursday,
Bone,
Friday, Saturday.
Our buddy Greg Morton will be here tomorrow. Greg starts at our Funny Bone here in Omaha, funnybonomaha.com tonight through the weekend. He'll be joining us tomorrow. Willie, it was a pleasure. We very appreciate you coming
in,
man.
Love you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Good surprise.
A really good surprise. You know, you're welcome
Christmas
anytime. Don't even
year.
Ask. Don't
you know
even
what?
Ask.
I'm going to be that guy that shows up all the time.
I
I'm
don't
just
care,
gonna,
man.
I wish you had like a little window outside here. I could just pop my head up. Be like,
you can't.
Be like Wilson from Home Improvement. Just I just show up. Morning, neighbors.
It's a quick 2-hour drive. Yeah, we can see anytime. All right. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.